fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of the Tim Meisberg Show. Hour number three of us discussing. And coming up, we will talk more about last night's debate. But we're going to be joined in just a moment by a special guest. Before we do that, I want to let you know, you heard Phil mention the observance that will be happening in New Bedford today for this being the anniversary of 9/11. Also, if you go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app, Michael Rock has an article in which he looks at and shares the photos and stories of local victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks. So a way to remember those who lived in southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island and who perished on that day. So you can check that out again, WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I think everybody knows what time it is now. The moment we've all been waiting for. All right, we are joined now by the immortal Hulk Hogan, who has brought Hulkamania to run wild across Massachusetts today as he is out there promoting his all-new Real American Beer. Good morning, Hulkster, and welcome back to Massachusetts.
You know, brother, Timomania is going to be quitting his job today. We're going on the road. We need to win the tag titles. You need to make me feel young again, brother. We need the gold back, Jack.
Oh, man, that would be a dream come true. I mean, I remember seeing you fight Jesse Ventura at the Providence Civic Center back in 1985. You ended up losing by DQ. You kept the title, but I still haven't forgiven Jesse to this day for that.
Oh, man, Jesse's a piece of work, that's for sure, brother. Yeah, we're just dreaming now to go back that far.
Absolutely. Well, you know, tell us, you know, speaking of Real American Beer, tell us about Real American Beer. What makes it Real American?
Well, it started with just some crazy idea, you know, because I was doing a convention and I had a huge line of Hulkamaniacs wanting autographs and pictures. And, you know, when I'm on my own and I'm not working for anybody else, I really get to take my time with people and get to shake their hand and look at them in the eye. And, you know, it's just fun to hear people's story because I wrestled for 40 years. And if you're 90 years old, brother, you're watching me when you're 50. So everybody from 10 years old on up has a Hulk Hogan story. So as I'm talking to everybody and having fun, I always read name tags. And this guy said, the name tag said Vice President of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. And I just lit up and said, oh, my God, my dad used to drink that beer. My dad passed away many years ago, but I remember him pouring the Pabst Blue Ribbon in the glass and putting salt in it because he was always dehydrated because he worked construction outside all day here in Florida. So, you know, I said, oh, that's my dad's beer that you guys are making. He goes, well, Hulk, have you ever thought about endorsing any beer products? I said, no, because, you know, the training, prayers, vitamins, that mantra, you know, for Hulk Hogan, it didn't fit in, you know, the whole thing there.
Yeah.
But now that I'm having wrestled for about 20 years, I said, you know, I saw how Bud Light crashed and burned with a marketing plan. And I mean, this is what I do. You know, I'm a marketing machine. I saw this open lane. I said, oh my gosh, they didn't know their audience. And I said, here's a chance, you know, to create America's beer. So I said, if we just start out with a conversation and get people talking, the neighbors will start talking, the Democrats and Republicans might start talking, you know, the wrestlers who don't like each other might start talking before they go out to the ring. And it doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from or what your political affiliation. I said, I have a beer called Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer that'll bring America back together one beer at a time. And when I said that, the guy's eyes get huge. And the next thing I knew, I was talking to Coors and Anheuser-Busch and everybody. I decided to do it on my own with my partner, Chad. And next thing I knew, this thing took off. It reminds me of Hulkamania in 85, the way that whole Hulkamania thing took off. This Real American Beer thing took off. We're in 25 plus states all of a sudden. And they told me if you could be in two states by, you know, the end of the year, you'd be doing great. So the volume and the momentum and the craziness is just really taken off. And I can't wait to come to Massachusetts, because that area that you're in, brother, you know, you grew up watching me. I mean, that is a hotbed of wrestling where you're at. So, you know, it's not a Saturday or Sunday where everybody's off, but I predict the maniacs will come out in masses, even though it's during a weekday, because it's just crazy the momentum we have. But that's where the idea started, when I saw how Bud Light made this huge mistake with their marketing plan and basically messed up. So we're off and running now, brother.
Well, you know, you talk about wrestling in Massachusetts, and certainly, you know, the beer kind of relates to Massachusetts as well, because here in Massachusetts, we're a state that has Democrats, that has Republicans, that has people of all different walks of life, but everybody around here still has that blue-collar mentality. They all like to sit down over a nice cold beer at the end of the day, and here you are giving them something that not only satisfies that, but also is creating those conversations and getting us back to what makes us all friends and neighbors in the first place.
Well, you know, we're a lot more alike than we are different, you know, and if people, you know, just realize that, you know, things will be a lot better, you know, because everybody wants peace and safety and, you know, to do well financially and not have to count every single penny, you know. And so at the end of the day, like, sometimes the wrestlers would get mad at each other and they wouldn't hire lawyers or sue each other. They just go out in the ring and work it out. Well, for me, I'd rather sit down and drink a beer and talk about it if I accidentally hurt you or something like that. So, you know, that's where the idea came from. And I really feel that it doesn't matter what you believe politically. I really think that we all want the same thing. You know, we all want safety and, you know, love for our families and success. And I think we're on track, you know. So the beer has made a crazy statement, and it's brought a lot of people together, you know. And we're just having fun with it too. You know, it's taken off a lot faster than I thought it ever would. It's really amazing.
You were recently local here a few weeks ago promoting the beer, and you actually received a key to the city of Fall River while you were here. And I've got to ask you about that, because I know you have an interesting history with the city of Fall River in your wrestling career.
Yeah, it's really weird, because when I started wrestling in 77, I ended up in New York in 1978. I used to work for Vince McMahon Sr., not the Vince McMahon you see on TV today, but the original Vince McMahon who promoted boxing and the original Madison Square Garden and stuff. So I went to work for him, and I had a couple of years there, you know, and all of a sudden I was supposed to go to Charlotte. I wrestled in Fall River that night. I was supposed to drive all night long in my car from Fall River to be at TV at noon in Charlotte for the Jim Crockett promotion. And, you know, they told me, gave me directions and stuff. We didn't have computers or cell phones or anything back then. And I said, well, wait a minute, guys. Chief Jay Strongbow was the agent that night in Fall River. I said, Chief, I told Vince Sr. that I'm not going to Charlotte tomorrow. I'm going to L.A. to make a movie. He goes, well, you better call Caesar, which meant call Vince Sr. So I called Vince Sr. up, and I said, Vince, I told you I'm going to go out and do that Rocky movie, and I'm not going to do TV in Charlotte. And he goes, if you do that, you're fired, and you'll never work here again. I went, okay, well, I guess I'm fired. And so I flew out to L.A. That was my last night with the WWWF. So I was fired, and I didn't wrestle there for many years. I ended up wrestling in Japan and 3 years in Minnesota. And then next thing I know, I've got Vince McMahon Jr., his son. He's the Vince McMahon everybody knows nowadays. he took over the company, and I went back and wrestled the Iron Sheik and started that whole Hulkamania run in 1984. But that was the turning point, that Fall River decision. If I hadn't made that decision to make that Rocky movie, it might not have given us that look that took us mainstream.
Absolutely. I think it worked out best for everybody. And certainly, you've had this great career. Now you're able to parlay that into other things that you have interest in, and you get the chance to be here and meet people in Massachusetts when before your wrestling career didn't really give you a lot of time to meet with the fans. So today you're going to be all over the place in Swansea and Attleboro and Foxborough. We're going to give everybody the whole rundown coming up, but just, you know, being here in Massachusetts again, being able to have these conversations and meet the fans, I can only imagine that this is, you know, this is what being retired is all about, getting time to spend with those fans.
Well, like I said, everybody has a Hulk Hogan story. And I've got a bunch of friends in Somerville and Tewksbury and Quincy and all over the state. So, I mean, I wrestled there for over 40 years for you guys. And the one thing I miss more than anything is that old darn Boston Garden. That building had a mystique to it. It was hot as bejesus in the summer, and it was cold as a popsicle in the winter. But the history in that garden, and if I was to get in trouble in that ring and get my butt beat, those fans would try to get in the ring, and it was crazy. I miss that building so much, but I can't wait to see the fans. I can't wait to come back because I've always had a love affair with Massachusetts. It's always been good to me, and the fans are loyal no matter what.
And before we let you go, we got to ask you to just, you know, do the gimmick and tell us what's going to happen when fans come out today.
Well, you know something, brother. Me and Tim Weisberg, we're going to be running game all over Massachusetts. We got America's brand new beer, Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer. We're going to be bringing America back together one beer at a time. Me and Tim, we're going to do it all, brother. We're going to make the gold. We're going to get the gold. We're going to beat anybody up that doesn't like Real American Beer. So what you going to do when Hulk Hogan and my partner Tim run wild on you, brother?
All right. Doesn't get any better than that. Thank you, Hulk Hogan, so much. Best of luck with everything. We look forward to having a beer with you.
Yeah, you guys have a good day, brother. Thank you.
I mean, I get to be tag team partners with the immortal Hulk Hogan. Like, that's a dream. I could be the new Randy Macho Man Savage as part of the Mega Powers. That could be me. I mean, I never would have imagined such a thing. So if you want to get a chance to meet Hulk Hogan, if you want to get a chance to get a photo with Hulk Hogan, he's going to be at Yankee Spirits in Swansea from 2 to 3 p.m. today. Then he's going to the Yankee Spirits in Attleboro from 4 to 5. And then from 6 to 7:30, he'll be at the Six String Grill and Stage in Foxborough. Tomorrow, he'll be back in Massachusetts as well. He'll be at Cappy's Fine Wine and Spirits in Medford from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He'll be at the Market Basket in Danvers from 3 to 4 p.m. And he'll be at the Bullpen Kitchen and Tap in Boston from 7 to 8 p.m. Very important to note that with these events, they're going to be very limited in how many people they're going to be able to get through the line to take a photo with the Hulkster. So you want to get there early. They're going to require you to make a purchase of Real American Beer to be able to meet Hulk. And it's going to be like a simple, hey, how you doing? Let's take a photo. And it is going to be done by a professional photographer that'll be there, who will then supply you with the photo. So they're not going to have you, like, you know, take your phone out and take a selfie and all that. It's all going to be done by their pro photographer. And he's only signing cases of the beer. So don't bring all your Hulk Hogan merchandise and expect him to sign five things for you. He's just signing cases of the beer. So keep all that in mind, but yet don't let that stop you from going and meeting Hulk Hogan and experiencing real American beer for yourself, brother. So still geeking out over that. I mean, that's a dream come true. When he came to Dartmouth, like I was covering that for the Standard Times. I didn't really interact with Hulk too much. I was just kind of, I won't say shy, but he was very busy that day. It was his daughter's record that was out, and his daughter was performing at the mall, and it was very much, you know, he was the center of everything. Even though she was the performer, everything kind of revolved around Hulk. And so I kind of hung off to the side, and I was talking with Brutus Beefcake, who was there, and I was talking with Brian Knobbs, who was there. And I really spent like most of the time with Brutus, because I don't remember if we'd worked together before or after that on a local wrestling event. I think it might have been after. But, like, he was somebody that you would encounter around here from time to time because he lived here locally. And so I spent most of the time talking to him and hanging out with him on the side. But then afterwards, everybody went upstairs to the office and Hulk was going to order pizza for everybody. And so he looks at me and he goes, "You want a pizza, brother?" And I was like, no, thanks, Hulk. I'm all set. And everybody tells me, like, "You should have just gotten the pizza anyway, man. Hulk Hogan offered to buy you a pizza. You should have just taken the pizza." But I just remember him telling me to, you know, say my prayers, eat my vitamins, train hard. And here I am, you know, 280-pound Tim Weisberg. And I was like, I don't need a pizza in front of Hulk Hogan. He'll be so disappointed in me if I say yes and I eat it. Anyway, so yeah, if you do go to any of these events and you do get your picture taken with the Hulkster, send them on over to us. You can email me, Tim, at WBSM.com. You can send it via app chat on the WBSM app. You can send it using the send audio video button on the app. You can send it to our Facebook page, whatever you need to do to get it over to us. We'll kind of collect them all, put them in a gallery of all the WBSM Hulkamaniacs with the immortal Hulk Hogan. And it won't be the last time we talk wrestling here on the program. So as I said, next week, next Friday on the 20th, we'll be joined by Teddy Goods, Westport's own, co-owner of New Bedford's Kojo's Toy World. You've seen him on WWE TV. You've seen him on AEW. And he's actually retiring from the ring. He's becoming a dad, and he's stepping back from in-ring competition. He'll still be promoting events, but he's going to be stepping back from time in the ring, and he's going to be retiring the weekend after this one coming up, so he's going to join us to talk about that. And Teddy's got a great story about getting involved in wrestling. I don't want to ruin it, but let's just say he wrestled a long time before his parents had any idea that he was a pro wrestler. So you're going to be fascinated by his story. And also he'll tell us about getting to be part of WrestleMania this year and getting to wrestle Gunther, who is now the World Heavyweight Champion. I mean, he's done a lot. He's been able to pack a lot into his career. So that'll be next Friday, a week from this Friday. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. You know what? Let me just play this one voicemail that came in because it does relate to the Hulk Hogan discussion. This came in from Skeddy after she called earlier.
"Hi, Tim. I remember what I wanted to tell you. The movie I saw last night was Blink Twice. It was awesome. And also, I think Hulk Hogan should go to the Cisco Breweries. He could probably, he'd have a big turnout there, a big venue. And so how do you like me now, brother? I hope I made him proud. I hope I did him good. I tried harder on that one. All right. Thanks. Bye."
All right. I don't know who people impersonate more. I don't know if they do more Hulk Hogan impersonations or Macho Man impersonations. I think true wrestling fans go more for the Macho Man impression because even most of the general public can do a Hulk Hogan. But the Macho Man, I think, is one that's a little bit more nuanced because you can do like kind of low and I'm just going to talk straight Macho Man. Or you can do the insane Macho Man. So like you can really have a lot of fun with it. And Macho Man gave us a lot of great promos. You know, the cream rises to the top. But I think I told this story before, but there was a time when I was at the old Boston Garden with my dad and we went out to this area where the wrestlers would walk through and Macho Man came through with Sensational Sherry at the time, who was his manager. And I yelled, "Sherry, you're a..." And then I used an unflattering word for a woman and Macho Man turned and looked at me and said, "Oh yeah, that's no way to talk to a lady." And I was terrified. I thought Macho Man was going to whoop my butt. But he did not. So, and again, I think, you know, you'll get people who just want to relive their childhood today. You're going to get people who are going to dress up as Macho Man, dress up as Hulk Hogan, dress up maybe as the Iron Sheik. It's all just good fun. And like Hulk Hogan said, it brings people together, even if we're separated by other things. All right, right now, you and I are going to be separated by this commercial, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back together in just a few moments. All right, let's take a quick call here before we have to go into the newsroom. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's up, Playboy?
I can't be taking second calls. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, Limone.
Okay. Well, I used to wrestle myself. So when they would give you a belt, that you'd have a belt to defend, and they'd give you a belt to keep as a trophy. So I remember when I was wrestling down in Puerto Rico, I was wrestling against the Steiner brothers. That's when I got messed up real bad by the Steiner brothers. But that's why I lost like 5 inches of the cartilage in my spine, my neck, and stuff like that. I was piled drove on the still second step right there. And I remember being knocked passed out, and I remember waking up in the locker room. I want to say like maybe 20 minutes later, I don't know. All I know is I had blood kicked in my teeth and everything like that. And I remember waking up on the same spot where Bruiser Brody was killed at. You remember
Brody? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in the same spot. Everybody was staring at me like they were like it was like reliving it all again. And I remember Dutch Mantel was there looking at me. He was one of the people that was there and watched, seeing what happened. And he said, man, you're laying right in that space, brother. You need to get up. And I mean, I ever since then, I still have, I'm like literally I've lost like in height, not to mention I told you like 5 inches in height I've lost because the cartilage is all gone. Looks like it's been welded together. I have no cartilage in my neck. Oof. and it's like sat on my fifth, that nerve right there gives you atrial fibrillation or whatever. And it's like, that's what happened. That's when after that happened, later I fell off the second story balcony. And I remember landing on my back and I put my head up and I saw like stars. And I remember saying, I guess that's what happens when Pie Pie punches you.
Before I let you go, what was your gimmick? What was your name?
I had a few different names. They used to call me El Diablo del Negro, or the Chupacabra del Negro. I was also the Black Scorpion a couple times in the WCW. It was one of them up under the mask, and so. But yeah, I was the one that was there when Ric Flair cut his hair. And I tell you one thing: Ric Flair beat Hulk Hogan December 30th, 2019. I'm 1991 in Hilo, Hawaii, in Honolulu, Hawaii. He beat him and pinned him in the match. So that was the first time they ever wrestled. He beat him and pinned him.
Wow.
And so Hulk Hogan, you know, having the creative things behind us, you know, not willing to give up that belt like that. And Ric Flair wrestled against Bruiser Brody. Hulk Hogan wrestled against him. He wrestled against a lot of other people because Hulk Hogan was a no-sell kind of fella.
Yeah, he bridged the gap. Generation. All right, I got to hold you there because Phil's waiting to do the news.
All right. Hey, Phil. Play on the players.
All right. You have a great day.
God bless everybody.
All right. We got a caller. Hang on. We will take you as soon as we come back from the news. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
Harris and Trump go head-to-head in a tense debate. Remembering 9/11 on the 23rd anniversary and turning divorce into something to celebrate.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
That's a wrap on the debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. The two-hour event last night in Philadelphia got contentious at times. Calling Trump a disgrace, Harris encouraged people to attend Trump's rallies to see what he's all about.
And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you.
Trump accused Harris of bussing in people to her rallies. On the economy.
I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
On the border.
Our country is being lost. We're a failing nation. And it happened 3.5 years ago. And what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III.
Trump, during the debate, also making an unfounded claim that Haitian immigrants in Ohio are eating dogs.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
A city spokesperson says there are no credible reports or specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused. Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris for president in front of her 280 million social media followers. In a post just minutes after Tuesday night's debate, the singer said she'll be voting for Harris because she fights for the rights and causes that she believes in. Swift went on to say the vice president's a steady-handed and gifted leader, and that we could accomplish so much more in this country if we're led by calm and not chaos. Swift appears holding a cat in the post and signed it Taylor Swift Childless Cat Lady, referencing J.D. Vance's recent claims about Democratic women owning cats instead of having children. People around the globe are remembering the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks today. On this 23rd anniversary of the attacks, family members of the victims are gathering with local leaders in Lower Manhattan for the annual reading of the victims' names. The world's first all-civilian spacewalk will take place tomorrow on the Polaris Dawn mission. The SpaceX mission launched four people into orbit Tuesday morning, including American billionaire Jared Isaacman, with the goal of making the world's first private spacewalk. And Americans are throwing parties for what was once considered a gloomy life event, divorce. Erin Rayal reports.
Americans' views on both marriage and divorce have become less rigid. According to Pew Research Center, more than half of all adults say couples stay in bad marriages too long. 71% of adults say that having a job or career you enjoy is important to having a fulfilling life, while only 23% say the same thing about marriage. According to Evite data, it's mainly women who throw divorce parties. Divorce parties can signal to others that this is a decision you take pride in, not shame. Erin Rayal, NBC News Radio.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have dropped two of their last three games after falling to the Orioles 5-3 at Fenway Park. The three-game set with Baltimore wraps tonight in Boston.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday, mid-50s this morning under clear skies. Mostly sunny skies for this afternoon in the mid-70s. As we head into the overnight hours, dew points may rise slightly to mirror the overnight low temperatures, which will lead to the development of some patchy fog extending into tomorrow first thing in the morning, leading to sunny skies in the low 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Tim, you mentioned Sensational Sherry. Her last name was Martell.
Yes.
And she died many years ago of a drug overdose. She'd be 66 years old if she was still with us.
Yeah, they had a great, on the show Dark Side of the Ring, they had a great episode on her in this last season that really showed, you know, who she really was as a person, and really just an amazing person. Played the heel character perfectly, but she was a very nice person in real life despite all of her struggles and despite her battles.
Right, and Ramon mentioning the AWA, that was owned by Vern Gagne, right?
The good thing about a lot of those territorial, you know, organizations, as Vince McMahon Jr., he's not actually a junior, he's Vincent K. McMahon, but as he was kind of going national, a lot of those territories did get gobbled up, but some of them still ended up doing pretty well as being the alternative, and the AWA was certainly one of those.
It was always at the Showboat in Atlantic City most of the time.
And that's
on ESPN late afternoon.
That's where Lamone is from. So
that is right. And an impression I'm going to do of another wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah, Pencil Neck Dick McMahon.
That's a really good one.
Have a good one, Jim.
All right, take it easy. Maybe I'll have to play the Pencil Neck Geek song by Classy Freddie Blassie from the wrestling album. So that's, you know, that for those of you who remember that era of wrestling, you know, it holds a lot of special memories for us because, yes, we knew that it was all a show, but we were still invested in it. Just like today. Today, the kids of today are watching this and they know they're smart to the business, but they still love the storylines. They love the drama of it, and they love the battles and the athleticism that happens in the ring. So don't ever fault somebody for being a wrestling fan, as much as people like to do that. It's, you know, it's the meat and potatoes of America. And speaking of meat, brother, if you need to get yourself, I'm just going to start adding brother to everything for the rest of the day. If you need to get some meat to put on your plate, whether it be for something for dinner tonight or whether it be something to get for the weekend to grill up for the Patriots game, the place to go is the Butcher Shop. You want to go to 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford and visit the Butcher Shop because they have high quality meats that are cut exactly the way that you want them. They are. You can go in there and say to Joe or to Eric, you can say, I want you to give me a cowboy steak and I want you to cut it like a real American, brother. And they will give you a steak that is fit for Hulk Hogan. You can go in there and say, I want the tomahawk, brother. And they will, oh, actually, you know what? Go in and say, I'll take the tomahawk, boss. They will give you a steak that is fit for Andre the Giant. You can also go in there and say, I just like a petit filet, and they'll give you a steak that's made for Sky Lovo. They have everything that you could possibly imagine there when it comes to meat. And it's all going to be the way that you want it. You can get everything else that you need. It's like a real old school neighborhood market with everything from steak to soccer balls. So check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and you will find yourself something delicious. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. I want to know, what did you think about that debate last night? Did it sway you in any way? What do you see as the fallout from it? Do you think there'll be a second debate? Kamala Harris has challenged Donald Trump to a second debate. Donald Trump has said he'll consider it, but he doesn't know if he needs to because he thinks he won this one. And anybody that thinks that, I don't know what you were watching. So we can talk about all that, but there was some other news that was made earlier in the day yesterday that was, you know, maybe not so flattering for Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. This is the guy who has been kind of always revered as one of the nicest people in rock and roll. And the story came out yesterday that he is having a baby with somebody who is not his wife. But, you know, we don't know what their relationship is like. We don't know what, you know, Some people's marriages don't follow the conformity that others do. But Dave Grohl was forthcoming about it and said, you know, please respect all the children involved in this, including his current children and the baby to come. So what does that have to do with anything here? Well, we are giving away tickets to see the Foo Fighters at the Soundside Music Festival, as well as Norah Jones and Bleachers and all the other acts that will be performing on Sunday, September 29th, and you can enter to win those tickets right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Also, we have a grand prize pair of two-day passes, so you'll also get tickets to the wristbands, actually, to the Saturday show, the Saturday performances, including headliner Noah Kahan. So if you would like to win those two-day passes, then you need to send us an open line voicemail on the WBSM app telling us who you want to see the most and why. And then you can send that on over and we'll play it on the air and then we'll select a grand prize winner to get those two-day wristbands. And if you don't know how to send an open line voicemail, just go to the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the Soundside Music Festival, and the directions are right there with some photos to show you exactly how to record that open line voicemail. Whether you want to enter the contest or you just want to learn how to do it so that you can send those messages into the program. So that is, then we're giving that away all this week. And then also, we have more giveaways coming each week. It's all brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim. Good show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the debate last night.
Sure.
With Mr. Trump and Ms. Harris. It didn't really change many minds, I don't think, in my opinion, in my honest opinion. I don't think it really changed who you like and why you like them and what you believe they're going to do if they get into office.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Democrats just leave a sour taste in my mouth. Doesn't feel right. And I've been a lifelong Democrat. I actually became unenrolled during the 2016 election because I just saw the Democrats, have sold us out.
But well, back to I was going to say, well, what's leaving the sour taste in your mouth? Just to get some specifics.
The whole primary process, right? We can go back to 2016 and how they cheated Sanders. How they pretty much kept it on the low how much support Mr. Bernie Sanders actually had. And, and I don't appreciate how he folded so easily. We were supposed to fight in Philly. I was really involved in that campaign, making calls, being online. And the Democrats were the ones always with negativity. I was actually able to convince several Trumpers, MAGA Republicans, that Sanders' policies were actually good for them in the long run. And unfortunately, that didn't really go anywhere. But like I said, back to 2024, the Democrats are consolidating with the neocons, okay? That should be an eye-opener for every Democrat, for every progressive. You know, if you consider yourself to be a lefty, right, and you're backing Harris and the Minnesota governor, Walt, you're not standing firm on your values or your morals and ethics. Okay? The primary process was rigged. They should have allowed Kennedy to participate in the process. Maybe we would have a different nominee right now. Not necessarily Kennedy, but maybe someone could have come in through the cracks. But the Democrats made sure that that was not going to happen. Okay, they assured us that Biden was all there. Okay, most of us knew Mr. Biden was gone a long time ago. Okay,
well, I just want to pose this question to you: do you think that if in that debate between Trump and Biden, if Biden had had a really strong performance, do you think they would have made the move to replace him still?
Oh hell no! It was the poll numbers. The owners of the party, the rulers, the billionaire donors, they decided that Biden had to go because that whole entire time they were assured that he was capable to perform his duties. After that debate, he showed the world that he was, I can't say incapacitated, but unable to discharge the duties of his office. It was obvious to the world. Anyone with eyes could see. But the Democrats were adamant about and let's go back to 1984. Orwell, don't believe your eyes and ears, you know?
So if Biden had stayed in then,
ahead.
If Biden had stayed in and he was still the candidate now, you wouldn't have an issue with the primary process of how he became the nominee again because he was the incumbent president.
Actually, yeah, I still have a lot of red flags.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Being there and not being challenged, right? Because if Democrats would have allowed the primary process, I don't believe Mr. Biden would have won the nomination.
So you think he would have been? You think he would have been defeated in the primary process?
Through the
primary. Okay, all right.
Through the primary process, exactly. If the Democrats would have allowed one to happen, now they were steadfast in making sure that it would not happen. Okay. I know how Republicans like to say Kamala has not won one vote. Okay. I can understand that line of thinking, but I can also understand when Democrats say that it was the Biden-Harris team. Okay, so she did get votes, right? But that's a back and forth. That's a a six or a nine. It's all on perception and how you see it, okay? I know for a fact, right, talking about myself, financially, I was doing a lot better with Mr. Trump in office. Now, I'm not advocating for Mr. Trump's policies or the Republican policies that he actually did while he was in office. He ran as a populist the first time, and then he governed as a Republican, unfortunately. But we got what we got. So now I believe Mr. Trump needs to outperform the Democrats by 5%. The process is being rigged. Social media, our search engines, it's all being manipulated. People are being bombarded with lie after lie after lie. Or should I say embellishment, or a stretch of the truth. White lie, you know? But there's so many of them that it's easy to lose track of.
Well, I gotta hold you there only because I got another call that I want to get in, and I have one more break to take.
I understand. I got you, Tim. Hey, like I said, good show. Keep it going.
Thank you so much. And let me take that really quick break so I can get it out of the way. Caller, hang on. We will get to you as soon as we come back. We will be right back.
Good.
All right, let's go to the next call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
That was an interesting call, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Barry yesterday, and I said, you know, all Kamala Harris has to do is do okay, and that's a win for her. But she handed her head to him, you know? She baited him. I mean, he just was, she got underneath the skin, and typical Trump, you know, the same old, you know, going off script, you know? You know he's going to beat the immigration thing, rightfully so. You know, people eating cats and dogs and stupid things like that. But in my, from listening to all the, you know, people that are in politics, you know, they gave that to Kamala big time. I don't know if you watched it. Did you watch it?
I did, yeah, and I would say the same.
I think, you know, I don't know if she'll win. I think it all comes down to the battleground states. You know, you know how that works. But for a person that just jumped in the race to be tied or even a little bit ahead, that doesn't say much for Donald Trump. You know, America doesn't really want him. The majority, I mean, you know, Hillary beat him in the popular vote. Obviously, Biden beat him big time in the popular vote.
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out.
I know. I don't have a good feeling about him. Him losing, but I like to see to really give him a good run.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And let me squeeze in one more here. I got about 2 minutes. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So I have to agree with the last caller in terms of that, but the talking heads post debate said all the things that your last caller said about Kamala, right? But didn't hear anything about her issues. They didn't say, oh, what about this $50,000 for small business that she talked about? They just talked about, you know, the dogs and cats, which, again, we know Trump's going to go off the reservation, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I found what was most interesting when Kamala said that she had respect. They were respected in the world state, like the world leaders respect them. And I'm saying to myself, well, then why are we having the situation in Ukraine and in Russia? Why are we having the situation in Israel? Why aren't these things solved? So I don't know that, you know, I believe the CNN poll that had 33 lies from Trump and only one for Kamala. So I do think there is some, you know, bias in the media, and we all have bias. We've talked about this before. But on actual debating, she took to her lawyerly approach, was looking at him, and, oh, Donald Trump is going to say this. So she used her training well. I don't think she said anything, and they're not talking about that. They're just talking about, you know, just how she, you know, sort of prodded him. And she did a good job. She did what a lawyer would do and get under your skin, and he took the bait, and he said the same things, but she didn't say anything. And I don't know that I have any confidence that she's going to do anything different, that our country is going to be any different under a Harris administration than is now.
And that's why I think we definitely want to see a second debate between the two for sure before the election.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.